the scripture that was read this morning, I will reread some of it, and then we will go to the Old Testament for a verse or two. So if you want to get prepared to, for where I'm going, we're going to go to Mark first, Mark 14, and then we will look at Exodus chapter 12. Mark 14, starting with verse 12, it reads thusly, "And the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, Wherewith thou that we go and prepare that thou mayest eat the Passover? And he sent forth two of his disciples and said unto them, Go ye into the city, and there shall you meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him. And wheresoever he shall go in, say ye to the good man of the house, The master saith, Where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples?" And then if you would turn in your Bibles to Exodus 12. And you can keep those throughout the sermon, particularly Exodus, but I want to just pull up one verse from there right now. Exodus 12, verse 11. It reads thusly, "And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover." And as a thought this morning, it's a question. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what the Lord has done for you? Right. Do you remember what the Lord has done for you? And you could rephrase the question a bit if you want. You could rephrase it. Do you remember anything that the Lord has done for you? And last week, we talked about taking it to the next level. And this week could be considered an extension or a part two of that particular sermon. In that sermon, I used the phrase that you've been on this mountain long enough. It's time to possess what God has in store for us.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
It's time to take the promised land. Mm. And when I was in the shower this morning, God gave me a little phrase, a quote that just stuck in my mind when we was talking about being on that mount too long. And the expression was a faith spot. Faith spot. And what the Lord was showing me with that faith spot is that's where most of us are, on a faith spot. We found a spot that is comfortable to us.
All right.
I got as much fire as I got. Mm-hmm. I do the same holy dance.
All right.
I do the same things that I always do because I feel like somehow I've arrived. I'm at a spot. I got my faith spot. Baseball players call them a sweet spot. But it's just where things are. It feels good to you. You think that you're doing enough, and you never have to stretch out on your faith. You've heard that expression, do it. Stretch out on your faith. But we never have to stretch out on our faith when we just stay safe in our faith spot.
All right.
we find in the scripture coming from the gospel, according to Mark, that Jesus and his disciples were making preparation for a Passover celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot that we can learn from this Passover. We look back at the historical beginnings of this Passover. Mm-hmm. It's a lot that we can learn for today.
Yes.
And I think you'll find that most theologians agree that this night that we're talking about, this night that's mentioned in Mark, is the same night that Passover. This is what the Lord and his disciples were getting ready to celebrate. So when you start considering what this Lord's Supper is, it's
all right.
The Lord's Supper and Passover, one has inspired the other. It was this on this night, the night celebrating the Passover, that you find the Lord and his disciples. And when we look back at this historically, it will offer us a couple of things that we can note. Mm-hmm. It will give us an opportunity to, number one, increase our faith.
All right.
And if you want to just give yourself a little outline there, you could put underneath increasing your faith, because it's going to be two steps to increasing your faith. One is to review your past. And the second step to increasing your faith would be to renew or establish your covenant with the Lord. And then the second thing that this historical look will give us an opportunity to do is to practice our obedience. If you put a sub to that, it would be a step to determining your future. That's how you're going to determine your future, is by practicing your obedience. Now, what you can see in Exodus and in Mark both, Jesus gives specific instructions. Even the Sunday school lesson this morning, Jesus has a way of giving us specific instructions. But we are generally hard-headed, and we don't listen. And what we use most of the time now is because of the times. It's different now. God certainly couldn't be expecting the same things out of us now as he did then. So we have all of these excuses for not following God's commands to the letter.
Right. Amen.
All right. I'm not preaching to nobody this morning. I'll preach to me.
All right.
But if you look, when he gave his disciples instructions, in Mark he said to them, go into the city, and there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him, and wheresoever he shall go in, say he to the good man of the house, the master said, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? Simple instructions.
Say so.
We have trouble following simple instruction, but I want to show you something this morning. It shouldn't take me long. If you look at this celebration that Jesus and his disciples were getting ready to have, that when they look back at where the origin of it was, and you look back at that 11th verse when he's giving directions there as well, and here's what I want you to see. He said, and thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And ye shall eat it in haste. Hallelujah. I hope I can just stay here a minute, because it got so good to me when I started seeing what God was saying. He said, here's where your faith comes in.
All right then.
He said, here, I'm going to tell you something to do. It might sound pretty simple or silly. It is just like last week when he told him that the battle of Jericho. And he just said, just shout on the seventh time. Uh-huh. Shout. It might sound silly. But he said, but because you trust me, because you're moving in faith, he said, here's how I want you to eat this Passover.
All right.
I want you to keep in mind. See, this is symbolic this morning.
All right.
He said, I want you to eat it with your loins girded. Uh-huh. That's battle talk. He said, get yourself ready for battle. He said, get your Lord gear on and make sure you're strapped and ready to go, because God's getting ready to make a move.
Yes.
With your shoes on. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Staff in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And eat it in a hurry.
Uh-huh.
Because it's God's Passover. You need to see. He said, I know what you're going to go through. I want you to put blood on your doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put blood on your doorstep, and I want you to eat
uh-huh.
the Passover, the lamb that you prepared, I want you to eat it, but I want you to follow my directions on it, because you know what I told you I was going to do?
Yes.
He said, I was going to strike the firstborn of every household. I told you I was going to pass over that. And if you believe what I'm saying, if you believe that God's getting ready to make a move.
Yes.
With your loins girded.
Yes.
Huh? I once heard a preacher say when it had a drought, and said it hadn't had rain in a long time. And uh-huh. he told his congregation to bring the umbrella this morning.
Yes.
Don't worry about what the weatherman says. You got faith that Almighty God is getting ready to move.
Yes.
Do whatever God tells you to do.
Bring the umbrella.
Bring the umbrella.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. So God told him, here's how I want you to eat it.
Uh-huh.
You see, when you start talking about you building up your faith,
uh-huh.
so all the Israelites had to do, and all you have to do, is to look back.
Mm-hmm.
Has God done anything for you?
All right now.
Do you remember anything that God's ever done for you?
Yes.
The little children might not, God's done things for them. They may not remember one specific, but I guarantee you, all of the adults.
Yes.
All of us.
God's done something for you. So when you review your past.
Uh-huh.
And then you renew this covenant with Almighty God. Have you ever made a covenant
right.
with the Lord? And
oh, God.
Mm. You see, you get two things going here. I can ask you two questions. One is, if you trust in God for anything.
All right.
See, because sometimes God will carry us through some things. It might be a family problem. It may be a loved one that's sick. It may be something that you're asking God, and you're trusting God to do something. And God is saying, are you keeping your part of the bargain?
All right, then.
How strong is your faith? And when you look at that covenant with God, you say, I think sometimes when I'm going through that, I promised the Lord. You know
yes.
what the song says? I promised the Lord that I would hold
God.
Out.
Yes. Yes.
But then when things start getting so rough, you start going back against what you said, that covenant with God, and he's saying, you were almost there.
Yes.
So close you could taste it, but you didn't hold out, because you promised the Lord that you would hold out
mm-hmm.
until.
Yes.
Huh? Is that what the song say?
That's right.
Yes. Didn't say almost until. It didn't say
yes.
almost. It said, I promised the Lord that I would hold out
until
my change. When the Lord comes and hears your call, if you hold out, he said, you were almost there.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
With the belt on your waist, sandals on your feet, and your staff
in your hand.
In your hand.
All right.
See, the Passover lamb had to be eaten in faith.
Yes.
Trusting that the deliverance promised to Israel was present.
Yes, yes.
And that they would walk into deliverance immediately. You see, God can only respond to our faith.
Come on now.
And God knows. See, we can tell each other all about what we believe and how strong our walk is. But God said, I'm waiting for some real faith. Do you believe that I can do what I said? Do you believe that I can do anything but fail? If you can trust me.
Oh, yes.
He responds to our faith. He said, if you believe, he said, take the step. It may not look like it's anything there, but take the step.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
But it's too many of us stuck with believing what we see.
Come on now. All right.
Most of our parents told them, don't believe anything you hear and only part of what you see.
Yes,
that's what my mom used to tell me. But I'm telling you this morning, see what you believe.
Come on now. See what you believe.
You hear me? Mm-hmm. See what you believe. When you can see what you believe, you say, I know already.
Yes, sir.
Presently, I'm praising the Lord right now. I'm standing with my belt on my waist and my shoes on my feet and my staff in my hand because God's getting ready.
Hallelujah.
To make a move. Are you ready?
Oh, God.
Take it to the next step. Hallelujah. You've been on this mountain.
Too long.
Too long.
All right.
Hallelujah. You know, faith is when you're ready to take a risk.
Yes.
Well, let me carry it a step deeper. It's when you realize that I'm really not taking any risk at all when I'm stretching out on the Lord.
That's right.
I may need to repeat that.
Yeah, say that again.
See, because people miss the little subtle thing with that, but see, faith, you think it's just when I stretch out on my faith, but it's when I fully realize that I'm not taking any risk at all because I'm stretching out on the Lord.
That's right.
That's faith. Hallelujah. That felt good to me. It's when you start realizing that my hope and my trust is built on nothing
less
than Jesus.
Nothing less.
That's right.
Oh. See, we covered that some in Sunday school. When you might think you got something when you got the thing that's going on in the world, but if you don't have Jesus in the mix, you don't have anything.
That's right.
And then the world might look at you like you got nothing at all, but if you got Jesus, you got all you need.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Ready to take it to the next level. The word of God in Exodus says, verse 12, for I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Sounds like a call for Christians to me.
Yes, sir.
Are you blood covered?
All right.
Are you trusting in the blood of Jesus?
Yes.
Because the word said, when I see the blood, I will
pass
over you.
Yes.
Thank you for the blood.
It might be trouble in the land.
Come on now.
It might be things going haywire, stuff that's out of control,
sir.
But my word says if I see the blood,
yes, sir,
I will pass over you.
Oh, thank you, God.
For Israel to be spared the judgment of the firstborn, they had to apply the blood just as God had said they should.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The blood of the lamb was essential to what God required. Same then as it is now. The blood of the lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Are you covered by the blood? Are you trusting in the blood? Are you ready for the storms of life when they start raging? Are you ready because you're covered? Are you ready when the storms come to say that the Lord sees the blood and he's going to pass
over me?
Yes, sir.
Over me.
Mm-hmm. We'll get that
place. Hallelujah. You see, that's the way that God works. You see, the Israelite, if they didn't believe in the power of the blood of the lamb, they could sacrifice the lamb and eat it, but they would still be visited by judgment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the Egyptian, if the Egyptian believed in the power of the blood, he would be covered.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, that's a part that most people don't get into. See, if Egypt, if they had a believed what God said and did the same thing, covered just like he said, and eaten the lamb just like he said, they would have been covered, and the Lord would have passed over them. When he see the blood, is that what the word says?
Yes.
When I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Yes.
The
flag won't be upon
you. Hallelujah. See, we are so intellectual now that it makes it so hard to actually do business with the Lord.
Come on now.
That's right.
You see, because the Lord is saying, I don't need you to be sophisticated.
All right.
I just need you to be trusting. I need you to have faith in what he said. I believe you need to believe what you profess out of your own mouth that God can do anything.
Yes, sir.
He can make something out of nothing.
He can.
Goes against our intellectual brain, don't it?
Yes, it certainly does.
Goes against our intellectual brain when I say he can make something out of nothing. You say, oh, that's just silly.
Something out of nothing, he can do it.
Faith. Are you ready to transact business with the Lord? Verse 14 calls us to remember our past. So this day shall be to you a memorial.
Mm-hmm.
And you should keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations.
Throughout.
You should keep it as a feast by an everlasting covenant.
Mm-hmm.
I promised the Lord
that
I would hold out. Let me just read a little bit more of the word, the Lord's word, because he gives us specific instructions in there. Verse 17, Exodus, now ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore shall ye observe this day your generations by ordinance forever. See, if you can remember that, as we talked in Sunday school, when you look back at the Old Testament and see how God has set his people free when they do as he says.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I said God has set his people free.
Yes.
When they do as he says.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I'm about done. This is good to me.
Amen. It's good.
So trust God for your future.
Mm-hmm.
Be obedient. Look at verses 21. It says, then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. I just want to make sure you leaders of the church.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That may well be everybody sitting here. See, when God calls out, he said, what I need, that's why Moses called for the elders, what I need is for somebody to hear the word of the Lord, because if somebody sees you doing what the Lord says, then they're likely to do the same. A call to the leaders. And then he goes on, he said, because if you got any problem, 22 says, and if ye shall take a bunch of hyssop, and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you should go out at the door of his house until the morning. See, I want you to see that hyssop. It says, it's the same thing that David used when he said, wash me, Lord. Make me whiter than snow. Clean my heart, Lord. And what I want you to do is, as leaders of this church, to look at yourself and say, Lord, clean me.
Yes, God.
You see, the Lord made me this morning. I was sitting in the office. He made me just look completely at myself. Anybody yes. that, anybody read? I was in there reading the reading this morning. And when you look at it and say, it's so easy to say, Lord, I'm a sinner.
Jesus.
And he says, yeah, that's good for all of the people. The people like to hear that from each other. I'm a sinner, but God don't care nothing about that.
God
says, when you come professing to me, he said, I want you to look at yourself. What's wrong with you?
Jesus.
I don't need any generality.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
See, God, the Lord says, you know what's wrong with you.
Yes.
Spend some time with the Lord. He said, no, let's go directly to what's wrong with you. Let's fix that.
Yes, sir. All right.
My Bible tells me when Isaiah called to the Lord and it said, put the hot coals on his lips, because it said, you talk too much. I got to address where your problem is. Your problem is your mouth. I got to address that.
Oh, man.
So when you go to God, don't go with general stuff, because God's not listening to you, your general confession. God's saying, let's get down to the nitty gritty.
The real nitty gritty. Yes, sir.
What's wrong with you?
That's right.
Keep coming and falling on your face, calling to me to intervene, to do something. He said, do your part. I ain't just talking to y'all, I'm talking to me too. Hallelujah. Clean it up.
Yeah.
Clean me up, Lord, so that when you see the blood.
Yes, sir.
When you see the blood, you see the blood of Jesus. And you say, yeah, you all right.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Let's move on down here. And ye shall observe this thing as an ordinance for you and your sons forever.
Forever.
It will come to pass when you come to the land which the Lord would give you, just as he promised, that ye shall keep this service. And it shall be when your children say to you, what do you mean by this service? What do you mean by this? So that you should say, it is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians and delivered our households.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. An ordinance for you and your son. The deliverance of Passover was not only for them, but for the children and generations to follow. Passover was the greatest work ever performed in the Old Testament side of the cross. I want to leave you with a picture this morning. You see, that was on the Old Testament side of the cross. If you will, if you can just look and see on a hill, and you see this cross of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
who has been, always will be.
All right.
So you have to get your mind around it. Old Testament was looking to this cross. New Testament is looking back on the cross. One cross. It's Almighty God at work in some point in history, which we can't get to with our mind, but Almighty God is working both sides of the fence all at once. It's hard to digest, but it's a pretty picture. God is covering the whole world from that cross at one period in his timetable. Thank you, Lord. You, Lord.
Thank you.
Glory, hallelujah.
Back through Matthew when we're done. 22, Mark 14, I'm sorry, Mark 14 and 22 said, and they did eat. As they did eat, Jesus took the bread.
Yes, he did.
And blessed and broke it. And gave it to them and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, this is the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many.
Yes, many.
Hallelujah. When you renew or establish your vow with the Lord, he'll make it all right. He'll wipe away your sins, accept you as a new being, and say, welcome to the promised land. Are you ready to take it to the next level?
Are you ready?
Are you ready to get off of the faith spot? And start claiming what the Lord has laid out for you already. And the Lord says, I'm ready. All you got to do is do your part.
Are you ready?
Has the Lord done anything for you in the past? Has the Lord done anything for you in the past? Just ponder on that thought. Let us start.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Father. Glory.